We want to welcome you to Refreshed with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refreshed is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Welcome to Wednesday in Brevard County, Florida. I pray that you are planning on having a great day. I know I'm going to be having a great day where I'm at today. So I am just like giddy with excitement for what for what my day holds today. So Psalm 61 is where we're going to be today. We want to welcome you to the Refresh Radio broadcast. This is Bob Arthurs coming to you. I pastor a great little church in Merritt Island called Merritt Assembly of God. We may be little in numbers, but I tell you, we are not little in impact. And so we just celebrate what God is doing. We are thankful that you have tuned in to listen to the Word of God. Pray that it is a blessing to your life. We do want to let you know, because we have some people who help bring this program to you, and they may be able to help meet a need that you have in your life. They have areas of expertise that you may need from time to time. And the business I'd like to tell you about today is called JITS Concrete, J-I-T-S Concrete. And they are based right here in Cocoa, Florida. If you need any block work or any concrete work, you can call them 536-5804. Again, that number is 536-5804. And they can help you out. They have the tools, the expertise, the experience to be able to do the job, and you won't have the muscle aches from trying to do this work, and it'll be done better than what you would be able to do it yourself. And so if you can, if you have any needs in that area, call them 536-5804, ask for Greg and tell him that you heard about him here on the Refresh Radio broadcast. We do want to mention one more time, we're going to mention it quite a bit, probably all the way through the month of April or until our coffee mugs are gone. But if you'd like a coffee mug, a free coffee mug, we're making them available to the listeners of the Refresh Radio broadcast. And it's got Merritt Assembly of God on one side, Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs on the other side. And if you would like to be one of our prayer partners, we would love to bless you with one of these. And so contact us either email, snail mail, or leave a message on our phone, and we'll be happy to send one of those out to you just as soon as we can. Also, if you feel led of the Lord to help us with our radio expenses, we would be greatly appreciative of hearing from you. We are not here poor mouthing God's provision. On the contrary, God is blessing us. We are not, got millions of dollars rolling in or anything like that. But God has taken care of all of our needs. We are on a pace for our best year of missions giving ever. I'll just be honest with you. I'm a blessed man to be able to pastor such a phenomenal church. And that is the truth. If you don't have a church home, we encourage you to come and check us out let me rephrase that. We encourage you to come and worship the Lord with us. You check us out and we're not going to be that impressive. I'm not tall. I'm not short, but I'm not tall. I don't have a lot of financial wealth, but I do have a lot of love for Jesus. And so if you want to come and see some people who are worshiping the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, you may have giftings that could be a blessing to Merritt Assembly of God. We would love for you to come and be a part of our congregation. So let's get into Psalm 61. We're talking about the way, the manner in which God leads us. And so yesterday's broadcast was really about emphasizing two things. One was that he leads us by his Holy Spirit, And the second thing is that he leads us so that as he leads us, the name of Jesus will be made glorious. And I pray that if you have never had a spiritual goal before, that after yesterday's broadcast or after today's broadcast, that you will have a new spiritual goal. And that is, God, I want to make Jesus famous. I want to make Jesus famous in my life. I want to make Jesus famous in my family. I want to make Jesus famous in my neighborhood and in Central Brevard County. I want to make the name of Jesus gloriously known. Listen, the media is not going to help. I'm talking about the national, international media. They're not going to help make the name Jesus glorious. That is something that can only be done by the people of God. Let's do it together, shall we? Right here in Brevard County. Let's let Brevard County be known for our Savior. Hallelujah. Psalm 61, verse 1. This is a psalm of David. It says, "Hear my cry, O God, attend to my prayer. From the end of the earth I will cry to you. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in your tabernacle forever. I will trust in the shelter of your wings. For you, O God, have heard my vows. You have given me the heritage of those who fear your name. You will prolong the king's life, his years as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. O prepare mercy and truth which may preserve him. So I will sing praise to your name forever, that I may perform, or that I may daily perform my vows." Okay, let me start just at verse number 8 right there. It says, "So I will sing praise to your name forever, that I may daily perform my vows." Praise and worship is not something that is optional. If you come to church and say, "Well, I can't sing. I don't know that song." And you just kind of sit there like a bump on a log and you don't get involved in worshiping God, I want you to know that God is looking for you to get involved. You say, "But I can't sing." Sing anyway. There have been people that tell me I can't sing. I sing anyway. You know, that's if I want to sing, I'm going to roll up the windows in my car. I saw a video of a guy who was driving down the street and he's recording. He's got somebody recording and he is singing this song at the top of his lungs, and he's got his windows down so that other people can hear the song, and he records them as they start singing along with him. And that wasn't a Christian song. What about if we started traveling down the road and we started praising God? I tell you, we need to be worshipers. If you cannot sing, sing anyway. Sing anyway. Trust God. You know, they have a secret about the recording industry that some artists don't necessarily want you to know, is that they have such tremendous technology now that if the person singing messes up, the equipment compensates for the mess up that they made. And I believe that God's technology is not outdated by man's technology. I believe that God's been able to do that all along. And so if you mess up the words, God says, "You know what? I know what's in your heart." He says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord." What happens is when we begin to praise him, that daily we are going to be able to fulfill whatever responsibility we have before him for that day. But if we try and fulfill the vow without praising him, we are not going to recognize that he's on the throne and he is making the provision for us, and we are going to come up short in our daily responsibilities. I tell you what, I can't do this radio broadcast without having an attitude of praise. Would you mind if we just praised him right now? God, Lord, I just want to thank you for the privilege of bringing the Word of God across these airwaves right now. God, you are so good. Your mercy endures forever. I want to thank you, God, for a sound mind right now. I want to thank you, God, for the resources that you have provided. I want to thank you, God, for my Savior. I want to thank you for your healing. I want to thank you for the privilege of prayer and for the privilege of worshiping you. God, you are good and your mercy endures forever. God, we just give glory and honor and praise to you. You are so worthy of glory and honor, and I just magnify the name of Jesus. Lord, help me to communicate in the rest of this broadcast what you would have us to communicate. God, I pray that it would touch people's hearts and it would change them for the glory of God. In Jesus' name, I praise you today. Amen. By the way, as I was praising him, I realized I failed to give you an invitation to our vintage service today at 11 o'clock. We have a person from Overland Missions that is going to be in our service today, a missionary with Overland Missions, and he's going to be challenging the congregation today with the vision that God has given him for his life. And so if you're available at 11 o'clock, come and worship the Lord with us. So in Psalm 61, it says, "Hear my cry, O God, attend to my prayer. From the end of the earth, I will cry to you. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I." I want you to know that wherever you are, whether it's in bed, whether it's out of bed, whether it's at work or at home, you could go literally to the ends of the earth right here in Brevard County. You can go to Cocoa Beach and you can go to the point where you cannot touch earth anymore. I mean, you're going to only be able to touch water. From that place, you can cry out to God. It doesn't matter if you're on top of the world, if you're on top of a mountain, if you're at the bottom of a valley, you can cry out and God will hear your prayer. Here is another thing. You know, I don't know if you've ever used this word overwhelmed. It's a word that's used in verse number 2 here. It says, "When my heart is overwhelmed." A lot of times, you know, being close to a water, we can see what takes place when water comes in and overwhelms the topography of the area. It comes in and then when it goes out, but you can tell that it has been altered because of the overwhelming amount of water that's come through. I've literally driven on roads where the roads were being overwhelmed over in the Tampa area. The Tampa Bay was overwhelming the road. And you know what? That was very, very scary. Very scary. But more scary than a road being overwhelmed, more scary than your yard being overwhelmed, more terrifying than your home being overwhelmed by water or by wind or whatever, is when your heart gets overwhelmed. You know, the scripture admonishes us to guard our hearts, for out of it flow the wellsprings of life. Guard your heart. You only get one. I'm not saying that you go through life, you know, and you never risk loving someone. What I am saying is guard your heart to make sure that the enemy doesn't sow the wrong seeds there. Guard your heart when it comes to your relationships. Make sure that the person who finds your heart has had to find Jesus before he found your heart, because your heart was hidden in Jesus. It is a reality of life that there are going to be some very challenging times that come. I remember when I was let go from a job. I was told my services were no longer required. And my heart was so overwhelmed that I for 2 weeks, I could not sleep. I was like, God, you know, this is not the way this this call that you had on my life was supposed to go. And I was so overwhelmed by the heartache and the pain and the suffering that sleep literally fled from my eyes. I tried to take a picture. You know, this is long before cell phones and all of that were all the rage and cameras on, you know, so I had to go and get somebody to take a picture of me and all of that sort of stuff, because I had to send out, you know, resumes and all of that. And when I got the picture back, I saw these tremendous gray bags under my, you know, when your heart is overwhelmed, it's not easy for your mind to rest. If your mind can't rest, then your body can't rest. It doesn't matter how long you lay in bed. It's not going to recharge you. It's not going to refresh you. And pretty soon you begin to show manifestations. Now, I want to tell you, this week, my wife and I are going away. We've been going away. I mean, I've told you before, I'm a driven guy. I'm a very active guy. My wife is just as driven and just as active. In fact, there are times when she functions with less sleep than I do. So, you know, she works for an employer here in Brevard County, very thankful for her job. Then she comes home, she's got a family, she's very actively involved in the church, and sometimes things just get overwhelming. And, you know, whether you just came from the doctor and you were overwhelmed with a diagnosis, and he used a word that nobody should have to tell any other person, that they're battling with, whether it is you're feeling overwhelmed and depressed. You know, people can be overwhelmed with loneliness. They can be overwhelmed with debt, whatever it is. And so I just want to encourage you to guard your heart. And the way that you guard your heart when you are overwhelmed is, when you are overwhelmed, you don't stay there and try and solve the situation all by yourself. Instead, you let out a heaven-rattling invitation for God to come to your rescue. Hear my cry, O God. Attend to my prayer. From the end of the earth, I will cry to you when my heart is overwhelmed. Now, what will happen when you are overwhelmed, when your finances are overwhelmed, when your physical body is overwhelmed, when your marriage is being overwhelmed, when your kids are being overwhelmed? What happens when you are going through all of that and you cry out to God? Okay, here is what you do. This is the prayer to pray. God, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. You see, there's got to be higher ground. That when your heart is overwhelmed, you have to seek higher ground. I remember several years ago, there was a tsunami that hit, and I believe it hit like either on Christmas Day or the day after Christmas. I don't really remember the, you know, which one of the two. I believe it was Christmas Day. And they began to interview some people who had survived the tsunami. And one of the islanders that I had seen who had been interviewed said, you know, when I was a child, we were impacted by a tsunami. And when a tsunami comes, the water gets sucked out into the ocean. And all of a sudden, there are all of these beautiful shells that you don't normally see, that all of a sudden they are exposed because the water has been pulled farther away from the land than ever before. And this senior person said, when I was a child, there were several people who ran towards these newfound revelations that were there, these new treasures, these, you know, beautiful shells that were suddenly available, and things that had been lost that all of a sudden now they were found. And there were some people who started running from them or running to them. And he said, when that happened, my father gave me this counsel. Don't run that direction. Grab what you can and let's run to higher ground. And the man said that just as soon as the water had come out, people started running. And then all of a sudden, all of it came recoiling back with tremendous force. The tsunami came and just overwhelmed everybody who was at the lower ground. Today, I want to tell you that no matter how tall you are, your ground is not high enough to survive the spiritual attacks that the enemy would like to bring your way. No matter how vigorous you are, no matter how athletic you are, when sickness comes, you are not strong enough. You are not a formidable enough foe to be able to withstand it on your own. If your marriage is under attack, you don't need to try and self-help. You need higher ground. Today, I'm calling Brevard County to the higher ground that is not a better education, not a better house, not a better car, not a well-funded retirement account. I'm calling you to higher ground. That ground's not high enough to withstand the threshold that must be met for you and I to enter heaven. Jesus is that threshold. Only Jesus is our Savior. Only Jesus can provide us. Only Jesus is that rock that is higher than I, that is going to be able to withstand the flood when the enemy comes in like a flood. The Spirit of the Lord raises up a standard, raises up higher ground. Today, I want to call you back to a higher ground, and that's the Word of God. I want to call you to higher ground, which is a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I want to call you to higher ground of the spirit of unity and the bond of peace with the body of Christ. I want to call you to higher ground today, that this mortal body shall put on immortality, this corruptible shall put on incorruptibility. I want to call you to ground that is higher than death, that when the trump of God shall sound, that the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him in the clouds, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. I want to call you to higher ground today, that it is not about pleasure, it is about holiness. I want to call you to higher ground today, that it's not about wickedness, it is about righteousness. I want to call you to higher ground today, that it is not about one-night stands, it is about covenant relationship, one man, one woman. It's higher ground. Higher ground. And the psalmist here, this cry of David, he says, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. You know, God, when Elijah was running for his life, he was running from Jezebel. And he came to a place and he fell asleep, and an angel smacked him on the shoulder and said, hey, I've got food here for you. Eat. The journey is too much for you. And so Elijah ate and he fell back asleep. The angel woke him up again later and he says, eat again. The journey is too much for you. And it said that he went 40 days in the power of that food. Can I tell you today that God's got a spiritual meal for you and I that is higher quality cuisine than you can buy at the grocery store? He can feed you better and give you strength more than any meal prepared on the Food Network or Iron Chef or any of those other cooking programs. The journey is too difficult for you. You need God to lead you to higher ground. And so Elijah travels in the strength of that meal, and he comes to a place, and he's still depressed, and he still wants to die. And he says, God, you know, I'm here to meet with you. And God finds a place for him in the rock. And he says, I'm getting ready to reveal myself to you. And there was an earthquake, and it says God wasn't in the earthquake, but Elijah was safe in the earthquake. And then there was fire, but God wasn't in the fire, but Elijah was safe. And then all of a sudden, Elijah heard the still, small voice of God. And he said, you know what? It's safe to come out now. And so he came out with his face covered. And God asked Elijah a question. He said, Elijah, why are you here? And Elijah said, I'm all by myself. Israel's rejected you. I'm just here. I just want you to kill me. I just want you to take my life because Israel has forsaken you. Now they're trying to kill me. And God gave him perspective at that place. And he said, oh, you're not by yourself. He said, you see, I've got somebody that I want you to anoint to be your successor. I've got somebody that I want you to anoint that's going to be the future king over Israel. I've got another person that I want you to anoint that's going to be king over another land. And by the way, I've got thousands of others that you don't know anything at all about. And you know what? Elijah left that mountain in a different mindset than he did. He left with a task. He left with a mission. Today, I want to encourage you to let God lead you to higher ground. If you are inundated with bad news, let's allow God to lead us to higher ground in the good news, the Word of God. If your heart is overwhelmed because of a broken relationship, allow God to lead you to a holy relationship with the people of God. Let Him lead you. Do not stay in the valley. Psalm 23, though He lead me through the valley of the shadow of death, let God lead you to higher ground. I'm telling you, He will lead you to a safe place. Father, right now, for every person who's listening, I pray, God, that you would lead them. Lord, if there's anybody and they just feel completely and totally overwhelmed, I pray that you would come uphold them right now by your right hand, your strong right arm. God, I pray that you would lead them out of depression into joy. I pray that you would lead them out of sickness into health. I pray that you would lead them to a life of purpose and meaning that will bring glory to you. Lead us for your glory. We'll see you tomorrow here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.